We're in Simin Samach Vav in Hilchos Kriya Shema, and the halachas of being mafsik in the middle of Shema and the brachas. We are up to Sif Dalet. We'll be doing Sifim Dalet and Hey. Kohen Shaya Kora Kriya Shema, v'karu likros batora. A Kohen is in the middle of Kriya Shema and he gets an aliyah. They say Yamod and they call him up. Now, why just a Kohen? The Mishnah Berurah says it's even a Kohen. Well, we'll see depending on which lashon. But this halacha would apply equally to a Yisrael. Someone's in the middle of Kriya Shema and the Brachas, and they call him up for an aliyah. So, yesh mi shomer shemafsik. The first opinion is that you are mafsik. The yesh mi shomer sheina mafsik. The other one says that you're not mafsik, that you don't go up. Bahalacha kidvarav. Bahalacha is like that, that you're not mafsik. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so the chiddush is that you're not mafsik, even though you are the only Kohen in the shul, and they called you. Furthermore, a Kohen is a little more sensitive, because there's always the fear if he doesn't go up that it's because he's not really a kosher coin. So mishum pugomo shel coin, one would have been matir. So this the halacha according to the machaber is that he should not go up. Now that's as far as the halacha. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings that the minhag is that if they call you for an aliyah, you do go up whether you're a coin or a yisrael. Even be'emtza ha'perik, you're in the middle of Kriya Shema or the middle of the brachas, you go up. However, if you have the ability to end until Bein HaPrakim, if you can quickly make it to Bein HaPrakim without having the tzibur wait, then you should do that. In Shema and Baruch Shem, one should not be mafsik, so if that's where a Kohen's holding, he should certainly finish a Baruch Shem Kavod. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what do you do l'maisa? He says, Ein l'shanos mipnei ha'machlokes. Because this is the minhag, do not decide that you're going to be machmir and not go up. So that's if they called someone. If someone is called up for an aliyah, regardless of where he's holding, he should go up. If he's in Shema and Baruch Shem, he should finish that first and then make his bracha. Whereas anywhere else in the middle of Kriya Shema, if he can make it to Bein HaPrakim, he should. If not, he should just go up wherever he's holding. How about when he gets his aliyah, what does he do? So first of all, he should not lane along with the Balkori. He just listens and is yotza with the Kriya of the Balkori. He should not lane with him. Certainly, he should not be telling the Gabai to make him a Mishaberach. Whereas, if the Gabai already started making him a Mishaberach and asks him his name, then he should be Mafsik Mipnei HaKovod, that is, you are Meshiv Mipnei HaKovod. You're supposed to answer what your name is. Now, all of this is with regard to someone who's already been called up. How about calling him in the first place? You're not supposed to call somebody up who's in the middle of Kriya Shema and the Brachas. What if he is the only Kohen? Should you call him up or not? So there's a daya that you're supposed to call him up because we're afraid that if you say Ein Kan Kohen and you call up a Levi or a Yisrael and people see him sitting there, they're going to say to themselves, I guess he's not a Kohen anymore. He became puzzle. Not everybody is going to realize that he's in the middle of Birkas Kriya Shema. Lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if he is Bein HaPrakim, you can call him up. If he is Be'emtza HaPerek, you should not call him up, even though there's a chash of Pekomo Shel Kohen. Now, this is all for calling someone for an aliyah. What if they took out the Sefer Torah, they're about to start laning, and they've got a problem? The only person who knows how to lane is in the middle of Kriya Shema or its brachas. So what does he do? So the halacha is that he's allowed to lane. Preferably, he should try to push himself to Bein HaPrakim, but if not, he can even lane Be'emtza HaPerek. Obviously, he should not also be the Gabbai. He should not be calling up the Olim. Someone else should be doing that. Sif Hei. The Elwein Bein HaPrakim, says the Machaber, these are the places that have a din of Bein HaPrakim where you're allowed to be mafsik for all of those things that you're allowed to be mafsik Bein HaPrakim. Bein Bracha Rishona Lishnia, that's between Yotzer Or and Avaraba. Bein Shnia Lishma, between Avaraba and Shema. Bein Shema Levayoyim Shemoa, between Shema and Vayoyim Shemoa. Bein Vayoyim Shemoa Levayomer. Avol, Bein Vayomer Leemes Viatziv. If the person can complete it, Ani Hashem Elokeichem of Ayomer, and hasn't yet begun the bracha of Emes, lo yafsik, you're not to be mafsik. Shelo lahafsik bein Hashem le'emes. You're not supposed to be mafsik between Ani Hashem Elokeichem and the word Emes. Ela yomer Ani Hashem Elokeichem and then Emes. Va'oz yafsik edim be'emtza perek. After the word Emes, it is considered be'emtza perek. even though you've just begun the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv, you're allowed to be mafsik over there. There's a daya that you should not be mafsik between the word Emes and the word V'Yatziv, because they both mean more or less the same thing. However, the Mishnah Berurah does not seem to be going along with that. Now at night, we have the same halachis, except that there's one kula the Mishnah Berurah speculates about. His claim is that since Vayomer, the parsha of Tzitzis, really doesn't belong at night, the Yetzias Mitzrayim of it does, but the parsha of Tzitzis itself really doesn't belong at night because Laila loves Man Tzitzis. He has a tzad to say that in the middle of Vayomer, it's considered Bein HaPrakim. We would not give it the chumris of the Emtza Perek, we would give it the din of Bein HaPrakim. He leaves that as a suffix, as a tzarech iyim. Now, the inyan of not being mafsik in Shema, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Reb Kiva Eger, who says that's only when you're saying Shema, you're being Yotze Shema, whereas what if you're saying Shema for some other reason? For example, people that are knowing to put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin and they say Shema with it. So in the middle of that Kriya Shema, says Reb Kiva Eger, although you're not to be mafsik needlessly, even be'emtza ha-perek, we give it the halacha of bein ha-prokim, and you're allowed to be shoel mipnei ha-kovid. Now the Mishnah Berurah is mistapek. What's the halacha if you are saying Shema before davening in order to be yotze? So of course that's the ikar Shema. That's not like saying Shema with Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. That's Shema mi'ikar adin. That's where you're being yotze your mitzvah. But you didn't say the brachas before, and you're not going to say the brachas after. Do we say that the isser of being mafsik is dependent on Shema being said with its brachas, or is the isser hefsik in Shema even without the brachas? So he leaves that as tzarechian. He leaves that as a shailah.